T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
6:14 before 9, it is the story, the saga that all of us cannot get enough of, Tommy said, rolling his eyes. It is the impeachment drama continuing on Capitol Hill in Washington. Jeannie Zeno joins us, our guest, our friend, professor of political science at Iona College. Hey, Jeannie.
How are you? Happy Friday.
A happy Friday to you as well. Now, I've tried to look into this, and I've not been able to determine. Are the hearings completed now, finished, final, end of story?
It's a great question. We think, at least at this point, that the public hearings are over, but we haven't gotten an official word. And, of course, Congress is off for the holidays next week, but they could, I suppose, come back at some point and call more witnesses. So there's a reason you're not clear, because they have not been clear officially that this part of the impeachment saga is over.
So takeaway, somebody I read this said that what's going to happen is the president's going to be impeached, the Senate's going to acquit him, and he's going to get reelected. Is there any doubt in your mind? And I'm not saying that in any way this is what you want to happen, but is there any doubt in your mind that's the way this plays out?
At this point, I agree. You know, barring some other type of information, the polls are showing that opinion has not moved, or has moved, quite frankly, in the direction of the president a bit on this. We're still getting polling because, of course, this is all new. We know that people watching the hearing live, those numbers are, you know, fairly low by way of these things. And so I don't think public opinion moved. And in the absence of that, I think you're absolutely right. The House will likely impeach, and the Senate will hold a sort of dragged out, trial, and he will be acquitted. And, you know, we will see Chief Justice John Roberts, who may be forced to make some difficult decisions in terms of calling witnesses, how this thing goes forward. But I think there's no question that the Senate at this point acquits him. And then, of course, the danger that Democrats have always faced on this, and what Republicans have warned about, is that the president's base and Republicans are more energized as a result of this. And if the president, and that's a big if, had been in any trouble before this in terms of his reelection, he's going to get a bump from this, and he's likely to be reelected.
In terms of the trial in the Senate, is there any new evidence that's going to be introduced? Is there any bombshell? Does the procedure even allow? You know, everybody knows the legal case, I would think, doesn't happen like it does or unfold like it does on TV or a movie where, you know, because of discovery, everybody pretty well knows what each other has. As it relates to this trial in the Senate, are there any surprises that are going to happen, or has it all come out pretty much in the impeachment hearings?
I think at this point, most of it has come out. I think the big unknowns is things like, do we hear testimony from some of these potentially key players that we haven't heard from yet, say a Rudy Giuliani or of the vice president or the secretary of state, right? You know, if any of those people, for whatever reason, and I don't see this happening, was to testify, that would may change the equation. Otherwise, I think we basically know the story. And the question has been, does this, what occurred, rise to the level of impeachment? And you see Democrats saying yes and Republicans saying no. Even somebody like Will Hurd, who the Republican moderate Democrats had long looked at him to see if he moved, because movement by Hurd may suggest other moderate Republicans would move on this. He indicated very clearly yesterday he's not seeing this as impeachable material. And I think that's where it sits for most Republicans, and certainly in the Senate, that's where it's going to sit. Again, unless we hear some other bombshell in the next few days, few weeks.
Let me take a quick break. I want to talk to you when we come back about a story in the Washington Post today about an FBI lawyer that may have altered a document as it related to the FISA warrant against Carter Page. And this is just going to, this is going to be hell. I'm telling you, this is just going to explode with the Republicans. And we'll talk more when we come back. 850, 10 till 9. You can find out what it is when we return. Right now, look at traffic on WWL. 855, 5049, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Jeannie Zeno. Story that broke in the Washington Post, well, last night, actually, about the Justice Department Inspector General. When did they start looking into this FISA warrant, Jeannie?
They have been looking into the FISA warrant for a while now. We will not have the full report until I think it's the first week of December. But this, I'm so glad you raised this, Tommy, because it has not gotten a lot of coverage. You're right. There's a story in the Washington Post. There have been some mentions of it briefly, but it's been overshadowed. And it's a really important story about the fact that an FBI lawyer may have altered the document that was the impetus for the surveillance on Carter Page, who people probably remember was a campaign advisor to Donald Trump. And that really set the entire Russia collusion investigation, if you will, into motion. And the fact that somebody had altered the original FISA warrant really does is a big, big finding and a big story. Now, the Post is reporting, and again, we don't know because we haven't seen the document yet, that it wasn't tampered with enough to have changed the outcome. But it is a significant finding, and I guess this lawyer was subsequently fired as a result.
But they're saying it was not substantial, right? That it didn't affect anything with the surveillance application to the FISA court?
That's what we're hearing, that it didn't impact the application enough that it would have changed the outcome or the decision. But, you know, that's what we're hearing. I don't know if we know that for certain until we see the report that Horowitz is supposed to release on December 9th. And I think a significant part of this is that there's been very, very limited reporting on this. So much of the oxygen has been taken up by this impeachment probe and inquiry that this really important finding and this investigation into the roots of this has gone largely undiscussed on, you know, in most media outlets. And that's a big problem. And that's where you get people feeling like, you know, the media is not being fair in terms of their coverage on some of this.
Anything you'd like to add, Jeannie, before we let you go and get on with your Thanksgiving plans?
No, I just want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. And I hope you're able to take a minute out of all your being enmeshed in all this politics to enjoy yourself.
Same with you, Jeannie. The same to you, rather. We appreciate your time. We're thankful for you. Jeannie Zeno, professor of political science at Iona College.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.